A delectable feast, a daring escape, and a mysterious old traveler. What a remarkable story so far. I'm glad the boys made it away from those moaning insects, but hear me out. Suppose Horace fell to those sadomasochist mosquitoes. One might say we could have been saved from what appears to be an endless tale about a man-horse who can't find a better clothing option than some ridiculously tight jorts. For goodness sake, there was a whole bag of clothes, and these weirdos just decided to stop looking. Anywho, we continue our tale through the darkness of an old cave, as Jeff reveals to Horace, Zid, and S-88 an ancient and seriously super-duper secret path into the mountain on this totally dope mega-cosmic adventure!
Chapter 3, The Snooma Between Us.
Oh, Jeff, man, like, are you like us? Are you not from this planet? Like, how long have you been here? How did you get here?
Probably about 10 years, my time.
Oh my God, 10 years.
Not so much in this cave, but I've been around this planet.
Oh, so you know other places outside of this, so you could probably help us get to our destination.
I don't know about helping you get to your destination because I don't know where that is, but I do know that there are other planets that you can see sometimes late at night.
Well, I meant destination on this planet.
Oh! So yeah, I could probably do that.
Okay.
You know, Jeff, I was asking why he wanted to get off this planet in the first place. I'm a little confused.
I'm confused as well because this seems like a lovely planet.
It is. It's beautiful.
All that dirt and trash just brings a twinkle to my eye.
But you know, they've got parts.
I mean, you have parts. You just need better looking parts.
I tend to need replacement parts often. So it's nice that they're available. That's all I'm saying. I mean, what, I've already got new legs and new arms?
Yeah. How often do you have to replace that giant solar dick that grows out of you where you get your power?
You know, I've only replaced it once. You should have seen what it was.
Yeah? Was it an upgrade or a downgrade?
I'm not telling you, but you should have been there.
Oh, we were there. We saw it.
What are y'all talking about? He's got satellite in his crotchal region?
He's got, so the way that S-88 charges his batteries, he has a giant solar dick that grows out of him, and he absorbs sunlight.
Oh, so it's like perennial sunning. Where you put the sunshine on your butthole.
But it feels so good.
Oh, I know. I do it from time to time. I exit this cave sometimes, and I just put my asshole out towards the direction of the nearest star. It's kind of like a compass that shows me the way.
So it's like sun bleaching your brown eye.
Oh, it's not brown anymore. You want to check it out? Give it a good gander?
I mean, not really, but
this cave seems pretty dark. Do you have any kind of light source we can lighten it up in here?
I do. I've got some special kind of illumination for the cave, but I don't feel comfortable breaking it out. I kind of want to get to know you fellas a little bit more before I break out the illumination. I feel like it keeps me safe for it to be so dark in here.
Keeping it dark seems counterintuitive to safety. Like, why do you keep it dark? You can't see anything. You don't know if something's sneaking up on you.
Have your eyes just adjusted to the darkness?
Yeah, what? Why is he acting? Why is... That's weird.
I mean, the lighting is... It's not completely dark in here. I can see your outline, but...
You'll have to excuse me. I just do not feel comfortable showing you all my face. I was horribly injured in a war years ago, and I would appreciate it to just keep covered up in my cloak, and you boys just take this illumination and be on your way.
That seems fair.
This is your place. You're showing us hospitality by allowing us to take refuge here.
You're more than welcome to stay here, but there comes a time when everybody's gotta leave the nest, so to speak. You've been here for quite some time.
How long have we been here? I feel like it's only been a few minutes.
Feels like forever.
Yeah, we've literally been here for a while now.
Yeah, we should be on our way. We want to get to that town, but those flying creatures are still out there. How long, or do they have a pattern? Like, when can we get out there and get away from them?
Yeah, I'm not comfortable leaving. That was pretty hard on me also. I had to watch your giant hammer get bit over and over again.
It didn't help with you, like, using it as a punching bag, trying to get me out of the tree either.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I am oddly comfortable sometimes with nudity, and other times I'm not, as you can tell.
Yeah, it sounds like bipolarism is what we call it. I don't know if you have that on your planet.
Is it bipenicism at that point?
Oh, maybe, yeah. So, I'll definitely need a shower here soon. I think I still have brain matter lodged in my hammer hole.
You have what, where?
So we found these creatures and slaughtered them and ate them because we were hungry. This was the day before the flying creatures came after us. And I have a problem with bloodlust. And I stuck my hammer in the head of one of the deceased animals. And now there's brain matter.
Wait, what did these creatures look like? Just so I'm clear about what we're talking about.
They were very small, making weird noises.
Two tails. Purple teeth. They're down by the waterfall.
Teeth, claws.
Yeah.
Animal.
Oh. Oh no.
What? What? Well, they're not poisonous, are they?
Oh no, it's nothing like that. I just, I think it's best that we get you boys on the road and get to the town. I do have in my possession three potions. Robot person, are you able to consume liquid?
Absolutely. Just not through my mouth.
How do you do it?
I have to just tilt my head back and open my throat.
Do you gain any sustenance from anything?
I don't know, but we could try.
Well, I do have potions that not only light your path, but they give you stamina and strength. Additional, this boy looks like he doesn't need anything extra, but a little more can't hurt.
I am in shape.
Can I get double? I might need more than the rest of them.
Oh, that would work.
I only have three. You only get three.
He can have mine. I'm pretty charged up. I think Sid can have double dose. It's okay.
Or maybe I should take double dose, because I'm sure my metabolism's higher than his. Look at Sid. He's a sack of crap.
Actually, you would, because you're bigger. You would need more.
We could just hold on to it to use at a later time, too.
Well, it's on you. If you boys want to use this shit, more than welcome. It'll help you on your path. But you have a decision to make at this current juncture.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's going to help us on our way, I think we should definitely take it.
Yeah, and I'm totally fine with that. I am still exhausted. I'm always exhausted. This is the most work I've done in years.
I'm just going to give you the potions. You figure your own shit out.
Well, let's take it. And should we take it now, Jeff, or take it when we're on our way?
You can take it now. I'd be interested to see your reaction to the potion. I just whipped it up myself.
Oh, you want to take it with us?
I'm fine. I did a taste test on this batch right here. I had the fourth vial.
Hey, Horace, can we talk for a second?
Yeah. What's up, Sid?
Let's walk over here.
Okay.
Oh, since you fellas are gonna have a side conversation, S88, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Let's go check out the entrance to the cave to see if there's a clear path out of here for you guys to get to the town.
Horace, I have, in my day, taken a lot of substances, what we call hallucinogenics, but I am, I'm worried about this one. I mean, we just met this dude a few hours ago, and we're talking about taking drugs in his creepy cave.
Well, is it drugs? He said it would help us along our way.
I feel like it's a drug since he said it gives us stamina and strength, you know?
Well, I figure if he wanted to let us die, he could have not pulled us into the cave. He kind of saved us. So what would be the point to saving us just to mess us up?
Maybe to watch us die?
He could have watched us die through the peephole in his door.
Yeah, I forgot about that peephole.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, what happens if we get really fucked up on this stuff?
I have an excellent metabolism, so I don't know how long it will affect me.
Okay. Well, as long as you promise to hold me when I'm screaming in anguish.
No guarantees, but I'll do my best.
Okay. Well, let's just take this shit. Who gives a fuck at this point?
Okay. S88, Jeff, where'd you guys go?
Down over here. Just give us one more moment. We're almost done.
What do you think they're talking about over there?
I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal.
You don't think so?
There's no way it could be a big deal.
Well, yeah, I guess so. So maybe they're just discussing which route we're going to take out of here.
Yeah, there is that big door in the back.
Yeah, I wonder where that leads. Let's go ask them. So, Jeff, getting to this town, what do you think the best direction or the best route is going to be for us to go?
Well, I would have said you could go straight to the town out the way you came, but those crazy bugs are still out there flying around. I can hear them. When we were discussing it by the door, myself and your robot friend here, we realized they are still out there waiting. But when your face pops out, they're going to be right on top of you.
So, we can't go the way we came. Is there another route that we can take? What's this big door over here?
There is a big door in the back. It's good that you acknowledge that, and that is what I was going to suggest. It just through this door right here is the Cave of Majesty and Wonder. It's an expeditious path to your destination, which sounds way better than a field full of biting insects. The journey's going to be long and hard, but I think you can handle it.
That was an oddly erotic way to describe it, but I mean...
I was not trying to be. That's on you, sir.
Horace, why is your...
Mind your own business, S88. Did you stick that vial in your butt yet?
I need your assistance. My arms are too short.
Oh, that's right. We need to get you some new arms. I forgot
we
about
do.
That.
Before you go, Horace, I'm going to need you to open that door. It's a very large steel door, but here's your potions. Fellas.
Okay, could you hold on to this while I'm opening the steel
yes,
door?
Yes, give it back here.
Man, Horace, you look amazing. You're always so good at lifting heavy things.
I'm jacked, I tell you.
I know. I see it.
It's ridiculously strong.
Ridiculous.
You should see me in bed.
Ride fast, fuck hard.
The Pony Express.
Anyway.
Let's get those potions.
Yes, take the magical potion. That definitely will not do anything to you, other than give you strength and stamina. Exactly as described.
Horace, I'm gonna need your help.
Yeah, that was oddly disconcerting, but...
Yeah, why is he describing it again?
Yeah, let me go ahead and bend over and I'll put this in your compartment.
All right.
There's not a lot of room in there. Hang on, like, you want me to just shove this in there?
Just put it in.
Okay.
Holy shit.
All right, I'm going to close you up now.
I think he liked that a little too much.
Oh, God. Thanks, Horace.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, why is your little power recharger beam?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's sticking out
a
little bit.
Hey, look what's in the cave.
It's just darkness.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to distract us?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
Well, here, I'll take that. But did you, Jeff, not see his little power thing come out just now?
I think you guys should take those... potions.
Well, all right.
Yes, let's take the potion and you boys get on your way.
Do we have, because it's pretty dark in there, is there any like fire or anything that you have that we could use to light?
Well, I thought I described that the vials of potion will illuminate, but you stuck one of them in his robo ass.
So if we drink these, it'll give us like kind of like night vision.
Yes, it might. It might.
Horace, worst case, we got the one in my ass. You can reach in again. And grab it out.
I guess we could do that.
It's going to be pretty hard to grab it with all those thumbs, huh?
My thumbs are all opposable, though.
I mean, this boy seems to like it a lot.
Yeah, there was some...
And it was cool to look at.
Yeah, it's definitely... I mean, it's cool that we found that compartment. We should probably clean it out, though. There's a lot of junk in there.
There was a lot of junk in his trunk?
Yeah. Well, Sid, let's bottoms up and get this night vision going to get into this cave.
Cheers, buddy.
Glub, 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 glub. Glub, glub, glub.
Hey, Sid. Sid.
What?
Out of taste.
It tastes amazing!
What? Why are you talking like that?
It tastes so good!
Oh, yeah, I thought it did too.
Horace, you look so sexy, it's true.
What is going on right now?
I don't know, but can't stop talking like this. I think they call it singing.
Oh yeah, we're singing Horace and his majestic mane. He's partying in the cave right now. He's gonna
dance and sing to me.
You guys are fucking weird.
Well, that's fine. We're feeling good.
Feeling good.
S-A-E-E, won't you take the lead?
All right.
He's a sexy robot man. Dancing in
bullshit.
The
game. Oh, S-A-D-A, going down.
He fell on his fucking face, motherfucker.
Hopefully that file is okay
in his ass.
He's got a robo ass.
I think the file broke.
Oh. His power coupling has emerged, strobing through the night.
God, I told you guys to be careful.
You didn't tell us to be careful. You told us bottoms up.
Let's be on our way. We're going on an adventure. St. Horace and S-88.
Walking through this dark, dark cave with S-88 lighting the way.
Horace looking hungry today. Do you need some motherfucking hay?
No, I've got some brain matter left. I'll pop it in my mouth.
Guys, I don't feel so good.
I feel fine, S-88.
Can see in the dark. I'm feeling great.
God, you are retarded.
Take it easy, Jeff, you bitch.
Get out of my cave now. That was a call for. Guys, help me out.
Take my hand full of thumbs.
Why the fuck are you guys singing?
Look at all his big giant thumbs.
Shut up and let's go. Fuck.
Here you grab his giant robo arm. I'll grab his robot leg. Lift him up. And we'll be on our way.
Are you going to carry me or are you going to set me down, Horace?
Usually I'd say I'd set you down, but I'm feeling the extra freaky. Why don't you go ahead and get up on my shoulders?
Normally he won't let us ride on his back, but he's offering it up to you.
You guys are fucking weird, but you know what? If I ride up here, this strobe might help light the way.
Excellent suggestion, Mayor 88.
Are you guys gonna sing through this entire fucking cave?
What are you talking about? We're just walking through the cave. Let's get this fucking cave. We've gone 8 whole feet. Hope we find some more mammals so I can stick my dick in them. Now we're going on our way, traveling through the cave. Did you see that fucking worm laying on the ground? I thought it was beautiful.
Horace, shut up.
What are you talking about? We're just walking through the cave.
What just happened? S.A.E., dude, is this what happened? I blacked out for a little bit, and then did we bust out into a jaunty tune?
You did, and it's fucking annoying. Please stop.
Yeah, that is pretty annoying. Horace took double what I took. This must be why it's still going on.
I don't know what's double, but I'm feeling fucking good.
Kind of want to sing with him, but I don't have... He sounds great.
Man, you guys are really tripping off that stuff.
Oh, man, it felt good. I just blacked out for a little bit towards the middle part. Once I can kind of remember, we started to sing.
We made it about 8 feet into this cave, and you guys started bullshitting.
And then you fell over, right?
Yeah, I mean, hence the reason that vial broke and my dick's strobing right now.
Wow, it's that strobe light going on is really lighting up everything.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, though. Like,
God, this is like one of those county fair fun houses. God, it's messing my eyes up a little bit. It was nice at first when I came out of the effects of the potion, which, by the way, lasted very short. Jeff promised us longer enduring strength and stamina. I feel more drained with less stamina and less strength.
We've only gotten 8 feet into this cave and it wore off. You guys have been singing for 20 minutes. Horace, start moving. Let's go that direction.
Locking down the fucking cave.
Why is he still singing?
Dude, is this what we were doing the whole time?
The entire fucking 20 minutes we were in here.
I mean, he sounds great, but it's a little fucking annoying.
It's annoying because we barely moved. Let's go.
Hope we find some more mammals so I stick my dick in them.
I didn't know I liked it before, but it's kind of fucking catchy.
It's a little catchy. I gotta admit, Horace, you got a nice voice. Let's go, though.
walking through this cave with my two best friends, heading to the town. I'm wearing these shorts, my hammer's hanging out. I think I need some new pants. That's 88. I keep that trouble going. Ooh, I felt the wind. Oh, I saw the wind. Did you guys see the wind just now? I sent it. Oh, there's a worm crawling on the ground. Hello, Mr. Worm. Oh, fucking tasty.
Oh, gross.
I mean, he did take a double dose, and I took only the one vial, so I don't know if it, like, multiplies in its effectiveness.
He only took one vial, too.
Oh, yeah, because the other one's in his ass.
In my ass. Listen to this when I shake. I think it did break open.
Do you have any effect from that? Is it? It sounds like it is broken.
Just this strobe light that's coming out of me.
I would like to think that that strobe light would help us, but it's really messing with my eyes.
I can't stop it, though.
Hey, horse.
Oh, yes, it.
Is the strobe light messing your eyes up? Because I can barely see. I can only see for a second, and then I can't see, so it's hard for me to get us. I was going to lead us out, but I can't do it, I don't think.
I don't see a strobe light. It's just really bright in here.
All right, Horace, just head that direction.
Heading that direction.
Whoa! Sid, keep up! Horace, I think you're gonna have to slow down. Just pick him up.
Okay, slowing down. Sid, come aboard. Ships ahoy, we're going north into the cave. Oh, there's another worm. Can I eat this one, Sid? Oh, gonna eat it anyway. Delicious.
God, how long is he gonna fucking sing for?
I don't know.
Hey, boys, put your hands on the walls. I feel fucking great. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if I could reach the walls, I'd try it.
I don't want to touch the walls. Okay. I can barely see. I'm holding on horse's tail.
Getting closer to the wall. I see it. Touch it. Touch it now.
Can't reach. Can't reach.
Oh,
I don't think him touching it's going to matter. He's got metal hands.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Hang on. Rub my face on the wall. Oh. What's that coming down the cave? I see it. It's wind.
What is he talking? You can't see
here
wind.
Here comes the wind.
Maybe he's like really that fucked up.
Super high. Holy shit, there was wind.
God. He was right.
See, I saw the wind and now I felt it. I've never felt this way before. I got the wind from the elements.
You know, I gotta admit, as much as I couldn't stand it for a while, it was kind of catchy. He's got a beautiful voice.
I wonder if he did that on his planet. Just sang all the time.
Earth, water. Still trucking on adventures with my best friends. Gonna get to town, find some stuff to eat. I'm getting fucking hungry again. Gonna get 88. Robot parts.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the best lyric yet. We do need to... Well, what? Why do you need... I know we talked about getting you some new parts, but what do you need them for?
These arms are just too short. I can't reach anything.
Yeah, I was going to say something about it. It's like you've got those two claw hands, but the arms are super small, so it's like I don't know how they'll be useful. Have you used them for anything yet?
I've used them to cut open that creature we ate, but I had to get down low in order to reach them.
Yeah, that's true. I did see you bend over awkwardly. That seemed hard.
Very. It's just weird to be having short arms. I just need longer arms, Sid.
Yeah, I mean, look at mine. These things are massively long.
At least
long.
Four times as long as mine.
Yeah. I do four times the cool stuff. I mean, aside from the laser eye, that's pretty cool. You win me on that one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Looking like a fucking T-Rex. Can't pick shit up with his arm. Use his mouth.
Hey, Horace, how you feeling, man?
I don't feel much like singing anymore.
Are you okay?
I don't feel so good. What happened?
You wouldn't shut the fuck up.
What?
You were singing for the past hour.
Why does my throat hurt?
Well, it's probably because you were singing. I mean, we both were. We both took that potion. I think Jeff lied to us.
What? Like, we were...
He said it was going to give us stamina and strength, and all we were doing, apparently, S88 backed me up on this, we were just singing in a weird kind of way about the cave, and you started talking about Earth and nature, and then you were just copying us at one point.
What?
You know, honestly, Sid, maybe it did give him some endurance, because, I mean, we made it this far. It's been moving along pretty good.
And I mean, I do feel better.
That first 20 minutes, we were in the same fucking room for what felt like eternity.
Why are you guys on my back, though?
You told us to get up there. It was the easiest thing because I still can't see. Can't you see the strobe thing? Isn't that messing up your vision?
Now that you mention it, yeah, I do see it. Like, what's going on with your power hammer?
I think that vial broke inside me. It just created light out of the tip.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I got that, but could you, like, get it off the top of my head? Can you put it someplace else?
How else are we going to see what's in front of us?
It does help me stay up here, after all, because walking this far, you're super sweaty. At one point, you were thinking about all these worms, and you were eating them, but then eventually you stopped eating them, and you just smashed them into your skin on your back, on your chest, and it made it really hard to hold on. So I'm holding on to his satellite shaft. Is that okay?
It's okay with me.
I was smashing bugs on. Is that what that smell and that taste is that's in my mouth?
It got really weird. The singing started to grow on me, but the worms smashing, it was just this weird thing that you were doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have... Last thing I remember was going bottoms up. I don't know. And now
that's
we're here.
That's the last part you remember?
Yeah.
Wow. I know. I remember a little bit more than that, but not much.
Hey, I think the strobe's stopping. It's getting less and less... Oh, there it goes.
Fuck.
Damn. Well, now I can't see at all.
Here, put me down. Put me down, horse.
Okay.
Guys, what the fuck are we going to do? I don't know where we're going to go. Like, what are we going to do? It's dark as fuck here.
And this cave isn't real linear. Like, I feel like we're kind of just in a big room, is from what I saw before the strobe went out.
It was a bit of a corridor we went down for the last hour or so.
Well, now that we're kind of stuck in the dark, I do want to say something about something you were singing about, horse.
What?
You said that we were your best friends.
He did. He did say that.
And I'm kind of excited about that because I've been talking about it this whole fucking time. I'm so excited you finally admitted it.
I mean, I'll say, well, we're companions and we're getting to know each other, but I don't know if you're my best friends. Best friends on this planet? Does that work?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
Wait a second. Hey, S88, bend over a little bit.
Why?
Because I think I can see something glowing in your compartment, and if it's still glowing, maybe there's some fluid left that we could use, you know, we could see in the dark with it.
Here, I'll bend over. Hey, Sid, let Horace grab it.
Oh, hang on. Let me situate you here real quick, S88.
Well, why are you grabbing my hips?
I'm trying to situate you. Calm down. Get this door open. Oh, yeah, there is. I can see glowing coming through. God, you're poorly put together. You know that? There's just light pouring out of your ass right now. Hang on. Let me dig in here. Yeah, the vial's broken.
Oh, take me.
What?
What?
Okay. Yeah, here. God, there's so much stuff in here. Wait, you need to clean. S88, now that I'm digging in here trying to get this broken vial out, you have some pretty soft insides.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn right I do. Oh, I can feel everything in there.
Oh, that's good. So you have feeling in your nipple, and you got feeling in the soft stuff here. What happens if I squeeze this? That's like a little bean.
Is it his clitoris?
It's his colon sticking up in the butthole.
All right, get your hand out of my ass.
All right, okay.
You guys were doing that for a while.
I was trying to get all the glass out. I didn't want it damaging any biological matter he might have inside.
Horace, do you think there's anything good in there?
Inside? Yeah, there? I don't... Yeah.
I meant the potion. Is there any potion left?
His hand's glowing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit...
Well, your hands are glowing. Dude, is that potion good? Do you know?
S88, come here. I'm going to try something real quick.
Okay.
There's still some of this stuff on there. Let me use your set. Let me see if I can put this on your satellite hammer, and it'll strobe again.
All right, let's go.
I've been waiting.
I think it's working. Go a little faster.
Is it strobing?
Just go a little faster.
Ooh, yeah.
Go a little faster.
All right.
A little bit faster. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, the strobe light.
Oh, man.
Oh, right in my face. You got it in my eyes.
All right, we got light, guys.
All right.
Hey, Horace, dude, do you think, like, since it's working on him, do you think it'll work on us still?
Let me, there's a little bit still on the
Dude, just give it a little fucking taste.
Oh, yeah, this is still good, Sid. You want some?
Oh, fuck yeah, I do.
Wait right there.
Oh,
it slipped off. Oh.
God damn it, Horace, why are you wasting it?
It fell on my hammer, hang on.
Let me get some of it, I don't care where it is.
Yeah. I'm gonna catapult this off of my fucking hammer right into your mouth.
Oh, that'd be sweet, dude.
What the fuck is going on?
S88, you want some of this shit?
No.
Give it to me, daddy.
Oh my god, it's all over your face.
Fuck yeah.
So disturbing, this is all happening under a strobe light.
I feel the power inside of me. I'm getting real fucking excited here.
Oh, this feels much better than before. I'm not blacked out. I'm aware of what's happening.
Thank God.
Were we supposed to take the whole thing?
I don't know,
he
maybe.
He said bottoms up.
He didn't really tell us much. He said bottoms up, and then we just downed that whole thing, and he shut the door in our face and left us for dead.
I don't remember that at all.
I remember a little bit. But anyway, I feel much better than we had before. Our voices sound a little funny, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good. You doing all right?
Yeah, I think I'm doing okay.
Oh, God.
Not this again.
I don't know what happened.
Are you going to start singing again?
Let's see if we can move. Let's stop talking. Let's see if we can move on before this wears off again.
Okay, well, this cave now forks off now that we have light and we can see. Which way should we go? S88, do you have, like, sonar or something in there in your capabilities that you can tell which way we can go?
Let me check with my night vision.
Wait a second. You had night vision this whole time?
Yeah, I told you which way to go.
Which way?
I mean, before I told you which way to go, but this time we gotta go left.
Which was which way?
When we were only 8 feet into that cave, I tried to tell you guys, but you broke out into fucking songs.
Yeah, I guess he wouldn't have been able to tell us. Yeah. Now we understand, so which way should we go, SAA, since you have this cool feature of night vision that, again, you didn't tell us about?
Maybe you should have tried to tell us in song when we were listening to you.
Left side, guys, go left.
How do you know that? You're always saying things about left. Are you sure you know which way we're going?
Just fucking go.
I don't like his attitude.
Neither do I.
Maybe he should have taken some of that stuff with us.
I think so.
Probably wouldn't have worked on me. Can we go?
The right way smells dang. The left way smells sweet, so I don't know what that means to you. Do you smell it, Sid?
Usually I like things that are dank, but in this current situation, I think we should go left where the sweet smell.
Yeah, I mean, cave and dank is usually not good.
I mean, I told you to go left.
Well, we're just trying to confirm it.
We're just trying to work with each other. I don't know why you're catching an attitude after we saved you from that dump and all that stuff. Whatever, we saved your life, but this is the thanks we get.
Yeah, you tiny armed half robot prick.
Hey, listen, asshole, you pick these arms up. I told you to pick up the other ones. God damn it. You guys would be still back there getting sucked on by insects if you didn't fucking have me.
I think we'd still be getting sucked on by insects if we didn't have Jeff. You don't really add a whole lot to this. You have night vision that we're just now hearing about.
Yeah, my laser eye, asshole.
You shot two flying creatures.
That's two that were on your giant hog.
I'm just saying.
Guys, we can't keep doing this. Let's just go left. All right, we got to get to the town. I don't know what time of day it is now because we're in this cave, so...
Oh, it could be time of night. How long were we out with that stuff? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
It might have been a week.
It was literally an hour.
All right, guys, like, I think we're getting close to the end. Feels like we've been walking forever, but if my eyes aren't mistaking me, there looks like there's light up at the end.
Yeah, I can kind of see it, too. I mean, this guy with night vision can probably see all of it.
Plus our strobe's out.
Yeah, that went out a little bit ago, so this is welcome to see this light. Maybe it's the end of the tunnel.
Hopefully, yeah.
Has to be.
I'm getting hungry again.
God, we gotta find him food before he decides to eat me finally.
Oh, shit. What was that noise? What the fuck was that noise?
What? Guys, what was that?
Oh my god.
I don't know. It came from down around that corner, I think.
Who the fuck is there?
Whoa!
There's somebody down there.
What the fuck is that, guys?
Yeah, I think we probably made a wrong choice. We should probably go back the other way.
What the fuck is that?
I prefer Dank at this point.
Dank my word.
Oh, fresh meat. Some new guests in my humble abode.
Well, that's sinister as fuck.
Guys, I think we really need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I don't like this.
We gotta turn around and go away, because I don't want to even find out what the fuck this thing is.
Alright, well, let me look. Let's go back this way.
Lead the way. And, Horace, come on.
Yeah, I think we should let's just get out of here.
Dank it is.
You all ain't going nowhere.
Oh, man, the cave's collapsing. Holy shit.
Whoa.
Fucking run for it.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, my arm's twisted, but.
Oh, Sid? SADA, you alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
Sid, where you at?
I'm under the rock!
How do you keep getting buried and shit?
I'm oddly unscathed.
That could have killed us.
But it didn't. Why don't y'all come back the other way?
Is there any other way?
The dank way is trapped, guy. We can't get out of here.
Can you blast it with your laser eye?
I think I broke it in the fall. It's not working. My night vision stopped working too. God damn it.
Thank you for plugging that plow hole.
There's no other way.
Who the fuck is that?
Horace, help me.
Let me get you out of there.
Fuck, guys, I think we need to go down this way.
Fuck yeah.
Obviously, the story is leading us there.
Shit.
Let's
stay close together, so maybe we'll seem more intimidating if we're close together.
Get your fat space ass over here.
I mean, there's no other tunnel. Do we have to go towards whatever the fuck that is? It's disconcerting.
Can you, like, horse kick the stuff out of there?
Oh, I can try. I think there's just too much. I don't know how far has the whole cave collapsed. Like,
I don't know. I think it's the only direction we were able to go. Let's just huddle together, guys.
SADA, do you have anything else in that compartment that might help us in this situation?
I think it's empty now. You grabbed everything out of it.
You cleaned out his compartment.
Yeah, you really cleaned it out, man. You got up in there deep.
Yeah, he was almost to his elbow.
Yeah, cleaned out my back door.
Maybe we can risk it and go check at least. Can look around the corner.
Yeah, what are we gonna stay here, Sid? Of course we're going that direction.
Can you go up there and look and let us know if it's safe? I mean, you can kind of you have those eyes on the side of your head, so you can like kind of peer over and.
Yeah, hang on. I'll go up and reconnoiter real quick. Hang on a second. What the fuck?
What do you see?
There's, I don't know what type of creature this is, but it's like it's got long ears. Black fur, giant balls, huge testicles. I mean, my god.
Like, how big are we talking here?
It's the size of one of the wagons back on Kesh 3.
I don't know how big that is.
Size of a Volkswagen? I'm not sure.
Das Volkswagen!
Yeah, guys, come up here and take a look at it.
Oh my god. Holy shit. What the fuck is that thing?
Those are huge.
Man, look how small. He's definitely not a breeder. Look how small his dick is. He's like you, Sid.
That wasn't going for him.
Yeah, it's little to you. That's like his. But his hammer's like the size of me as a full grown man.
Yeah, but look at it in proportion.
I guess it is compared to his balls. That's
those things are. You see how big they are? It's fucking crazy.
Shut up. How are we gonna get around him?
His eyes are glowing too. You see that?
Dude, he's got little arms kind of like S-88 over
here. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up about my arms.
Is he one of your people?
How are we gonna get around him?
I don't know, maybe we can sneak to the
right. Watch, come on down and play.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that we want to come down there.
I'll grab you at any time and bring you down here.
It's probably better if we just get out into the open, so if we do get attacked, we have some space.
I mean, with everything that's gone on so far, maybe I could offer him some chocolate. I still have some from my pocket. It's covered in dirt and rocks.
Do y'all say chocolate? Come on down here.
This is taking quite a while. Why don't we just go down there?
Okay, let's hop over this wall.
I gotta roll over it. My arms are too short.
Guys, there's literally, you can walk around it. You don't have to do any of this stuff.
Son of a bitch.
Didn't we learn our lesson last time?
Yeah, after I threw you
over
the
fence. It's literally a boulder. You don't have to do any of that shit.
I just want to show off my muscles.
Well, my. What a handsome group this is. I heard chocolate. You got some chocolate.
Oh my god, you're enormous, but I would have offered you some chocolate. I kept it in my pocket for a while, but now it was with the, when you like yelled at us, the cave fell in, obviously, you knew that, and then my dirt and rocks got in my pocket, so I have chocolatey rocks.
You don't want his pocket chocolate.
God, you are a disgusting creature. I've never seen arms so small. What the fuck happened to you?
What the fuck happened to you? Your balls!
They're giant, aren't they impressive?
Massive!
They are shining.
They're my life force. They keep me ticking.
How do you move?
I don't really move. I just kind of slide around on my back. I'll take my balls and flip them up on my stomach and then slide around.
This is disturbing.
Why do you do that?
I live in a fucking cave. There's not much to do. I just lay here. I fart out this sweet scent that brings people down here.
That sweet smell, it reminds me of the chocolate, actually.
That's what my pores and my farts smell like now. So, fellas, we're at an impasse. You have no chocolate to offer me. Might just have to shove you up my ass.
That's unnecessary. Completely unnecessary.
Necessary for me? How do you think my balls get so big? Nutrients. I could eat you, but I'd shit out most of the nutrients. If I stick you in my ass, that's pure nutrient absorption. So what's it gonna be, fellas? Who wants to go first?
Horace, I think you need to just get this guy out of your fucking way and let's move on.
How?
Because you're fucking strong.
What the fuck do you want me to do? What do you want me to do about it, SAD?
Kick his ball or something,
man. Why don't you
use
your fucking razor sharp small arms and hurt him?
They're not that sharp.
I can hear you guys talking. Y'all ain't gonna be able to hurt me. I get ticklish when I touch myself. I got this rawhide, it's real thick. So anyway, what are you boys doing down here?
There's a town that we're trying to get through, and an old man we met told us to go through this cave.
Old man?
Yeah, his name's Jeff.
Jeff, I've never heard of him. I've been in this cave a long time.
But how have you not heard of Jeff? He said he's been here for 10 years.
I don't know what years is, but I've been here for a real long time. I've never heard of no Jeff.
Okay, well, I guess it doesn't matter. What's your name?
They call me Spacious Rectimus.
Oh, that's a cool name.
I think it's Latin.
That's good. Sounds very Latin.
You can call me Delicious for short.
Okay, Licious.
Delicious.
Delicious. Is there any way that you possibly could find it in your giant testicle sack to help us on our way? Is there a way out of this cave, as Jeff told us?
Oh, there is. And I can tell you, but y'all have to do something for me.
What do you need?
You have to sacrifice one of y'all to my spacious rectus. I'm in need of...
I vote for S88.
I vote that doesn't fucking happen.
I don't know, it's my parts are soft up there, and he looks hard and jagged. You have to choose between you or this creature right here.
I choose Horace.
Hey, what the fuck, man?
Listen, Horace, I think it should be you. You're the only one that never gets hurt, so I figured you'd be fine.
No, I don't believe, I think I bring the most to the team. You guys ride around on me all the time. I have to lift stuff off of you. Chronically, accident-prone creatures.
He didn't say you're gonna die.
He said that he ingests nutrients through his ass.
Yeah, I think you should go. Hey, you get more nutrients out of this fucking guy.
Let's get to know each other before you get in me.
Yeah, but you're iron, and maybe he's anemic and he needs more iron in his body, alright?
I think he needs more horse in his ass.
I don't want him in me.
Fuck you, S88. I'm not going into that dude's bulbous rectimus ass.
No, fuck you. Your face is going in his ass. Head fucking first.
No, it's not. I've already been in one ass today. Fuck you, S-88.
Go fuck you, Horace.
Fuck you, S-88.
Fuck me?
Yeah.
Fuck me?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, S-88.
You know what? Fuck you hard.
I tell you what, S-88. Are you willing to hear me out on this?
Yeah, fuck you.
Go fuck yourself, S-88. Yeah. You rotten bitch.
Rotten.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck.
Hey, while they're talking, why don't you come over here and get to know each other, because I've got a good feeling you're the one.
I'm willing to help you out, but I just needed to know what you need from us, and then I'll try and help you out, and then if you could point us in the direction of the town.
I'm trying to be cordial here. I don't need to do a damn thing with y'all, except stick one in my ass.
Well, I don't want to do that, so...
Well, why don't you come up here and we'll talk face-to-face about it?
You sure you're not going to pull anything? No funny business.
I'll have to roll over for you to be in my ass, so as long as you're on the front, you're okay. Come on up here, fella. I'm ready for you. Hey, watch that little bump. That's my dick. Please try not to trip over it.
We're just going to talk, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, just a tip. I mean, just talking.
Well, how do I get up there? You're very slippery.
Here, let me put my foot there and you can climb up that. And then just...
Is that a foot?
Yes.
It doesn't look like a foot.
Well, it is my foot, so why don't you climb on up here? Go ahead and be gentle on the hairs while you're using the police. Please.
Okay. Oh God, I don't really want to do this. Oh God! Oh,
don't.
God, can you help me up with one of your feet?
I can reach down with my
hand. Oh God, it's worse than Horace's hand. Okay.
Sid, what are you doing?
Yeah, Sid, what's going on, man?
We're just talking, guys.
You two mind your own fucking business. If you know what's good for you.
All right.
You sure you're good, Sid?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Hey, do me a favor real quick.
What?
Tell S-88 to go fuck himself.
Whoa, Horace.
Fuck you. Guys. Let me talk to the nice man here, and we'll try and be on our way.
Yes, children. Let the grown-ups talk.
Yeah, fuck
hey,
you.
Hey, fuck you, Horace. You get a load of this guy?
Oh, you'll get a load. So, where you from? How long you been here?
Fuck you.
Well, my name's Sid, and these are my two friends, S-88 and Horace, and we're trying to find our way to town like I described, so if you could help us out. Help us get there. Like, what did you need from us?
I believe I'm pretty clear on what I need from you. I need sustenance. It's been a while since a creature your size.
You eat through your asshole.
Yeah. Please try to stay away from that area on my stomach.
What happens if I touch him?
Well, I mean, I shouldn't tell you this because it's my one weakness.
Don't worry, you can tell me.
Well, if I get to laughing too hard, it makes my... giant life force testicles tense up real good.
So we shouldn't tickle you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
That would not be good for me.
Well, that's good to know, so that I don't tickle you.
Yes, thank you, I appreciate it.
While I'm up here, can you tell me where the exit is to this place?
I will tell you where the exit is. You see that sliver light?
Yes.
You won't get to it, but that's the exit.
So it's just above your head, basically.
Yeah, it's just not gonna happen.
Okay, so what do you need from us to help us on our way?
I've been very clear. And I don't want to reiterate myself.
You need one of us to go inside of your asshole?
Sustenance.
That's what you call sustenance, is sticking one of us in your ass?
You'll break down over time, but it'll give me the energy I need to survive for another millennium.
And that's the only way that we can... get out of here.
That's the only way that two of you can get out of here.
Okay. Well, let me talk to my friends real quick. I'm probably gonna do it. I think it'd be easier for me to digest in your butthole than a robot.
Hey.
Or say a half-human, half-man bipedal man-horse.
It's Horace, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me go talk to them and then I'll just jump right in your butt.
Oh, I'll put you in there. There's no jumping. But you go figure it out.
Okay.
I'll be here waiting. Looping up.
I'm gonna slide down your slippery torso.
Okay.
Fucking piglin.
Hey guys.
What?
What's up?
I think I found a way out.
Okay.
It's going to get a little weird.
What do you mean by a little weird?
I don't know that it can be much weirder than it already is, but...
So there's two options we have. Do you want the good option or the bad option?
Well, let's do bad first.
I'm always a bad first kind of guy.
Yeah.
Honestly, they're both bad. I was just trying to lighten the mood a little bit.
Okay. Shit.
So we have to either sacrifice one of us to this giant beast.
Okay.
Would you like to know how that we do that?
Yeah.
We already know because we argued about it.
You probably were listening the whole time. Yeah, so I would have to jump inside of his asshole.
I mean, it sounds reasonable.
That's one less person I have to carry around.
Yeah, but then you're missing me as a friend.
Yeah, I'd miss you as my best friend on this planet. But at least we can get out of here. Yeah.
That's weird that you said it together. But anyway, would you like... I don't want to do that. I'd rather continue this adventure, seeing as I'm having such a good time with my two best new friends. Would you guys like to hear the other option?
I thought they were both bad, so I mean, we could choose just one bad.
Right? This one's a little bit better than I think, and I think it'll work to our advantage.
I mean, to our advantage or to your advantage?
I think to our advantage and to his, because he seems to enjoy it.
That other one worked to our advantage.
So it's to the group advantage.
Oh!
It's better than just the two of you surviving and me dying inside of this monster's asshole.
Gotcha, okay.
So what is it?
When I was climbing up on him and we had a discussion while you guys were yelling at each other, I realized that if you touch sections of his body that have hair on it, you see those ridges and lines of hair up near his sides?
Yeah, I see those.
Yeah, so if we touch those, we can tickle him, and it seems to incapacitate him, and we might be able to escape, but we would have to run over the top of his body and head past his giant mouth with those razor sharp teeth while we do it.
What you're saying is he's a giant tickle monster?
I guess, yes, that's correct. He's a giant tickle monster.
Yeah, I mean, but how do we know where we're going? Are we going to try to get to that sliver light? Like, is that the way out?
When I was up there, I could see clouds. So okay. I think if we get on top of them, at least it's better than being where we're at. Why not give it a shot? It looks big enough for all of us, including you, Horace.
How are we going to go about this, though?
I'll go up there, trick him. Like, I just want to talk to him again, and then we'll all together climb up on his body and tickle him in the hairy hairpits.
Oh, okay. How is this? I don't get, like, are we going to tickle him and he's going to, like, faint?
He's basically incapacitated for a few seconds.
How do you know this?
Because I tickled him by accident and he fell back and was unable to talk to me, basically.
I mean, I guess it's better than the other option. Like,
I like the other option. What are you talking about?
That's only because you're not in danger of going into someone's ass.
You're right.
Yeah. This is the S-88 I don't like. Like, he went away for a little bit. Now he's back.
He's got a real attitude. I mean, he's okay with other things going in his ass, but when it comes to...
I still can't get that stink off of my hand.
What do you mean stink? You were licking it.
We both were licking it. It was good.
That's true.
Do you feel any effects from it still?
Not really.
Yeah, me either. After we're out of here, maybe we can dig around in S-88's asshole again and get some more.
Yeah.
It wasn't even my asshole, guys. It was just that compartment.
I don't know. It was soft.
I mean, it is a hole in my ass.
And it smells like shit.
It does.
I don't even eat.
Yeah, but you have that thermal exhaust.
Can we just agree to get rid of option number one and just go tickle him?
I'm down with that. I'd rather all of us go out rather than...
I think it'll work based on the reaction I saw from him if he has three of us doing it to him.
All right, man. So once you're up there and you're ready for us to pounce, just give us a signal.
Okay.
What's the signal going to be?
Oh, you'll know when you see it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Ready.
S-88, I'm going to, like, when he gives the signal, I'm going to grab onto you, so hold on tight, and I'll jump us up there, because you can't move very fast.
That sounds like a good plan. By the way, sorry I said fuck you.
I'm sorry I said fuck you, too.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
So can we, just get on with this, because I'm hungry and a little horny, and I need to surface for myself. So, I'm hornery.
Hey, Mr. Spacious Rectimus.
Yeah.
We've decided to you can put me in your asshole now.
Okay, should I roll over and grab you?
Yes, but I do have a request.
What's that?
I need to tell you in secret. Can you pick me up and put me on your body again, and we'll talk about it?
Why don't you climb on up here?
I thought you could use your feet and help me out.
I can.
I mean, I'm turned off by him, but, like, just pick me up, please.
All right, well, I'll pick you up.
Makes it quicker, so that we're not talking about this forever.
Well, here you go, fella. Come on up.
I just wanted to tell you before we say our goodbyes and I enter you for the last time.
Spit it out, boy.
Now!
S88, that's it.
Up!
Weakness.
He shouldn't have told me that.
I shouldn't have told you. My life force of my horse is coming out.
What the fuck was that?
In my mouth!
Oh, gross.
It kinda tastes weird.
It's salty.
I love you.
Oh, God.
Dude. It stinks. It smells chalky.
This is gonna be a pain to clean out.
One of his fucking testicles blew a hole in the fucking roof.
Oh. How are we gonna get up there?
Let's just clean ourselves off. It looks like it was effective, guys. I didn't get enough credit for what I suggested.
Yeah, that worked great. Like, good plan. Like, holy shit.
I'm glad you didn't go in his ass.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder how ticklish that would have been. Well, let's not go down that road. Let's just
try to
get...
There's still time.
Oh, to go in his ass? Oh my god. I can barely hear it. The explosion was so loud. Shit. The cave's starting to crumble. We need to get the fuck out of here.
Floor's getting... Oh, shit. I don't know if we... The floor's falling apart, too.
Oh, hang on. Brace yourself. How does this keep happening? I'm sorry, Horace.
Horace, why do you keep throwing me by the waist?
That's all I can grab onto. You got those sweet love handles to just grip.
I guess that works.
Maybe you should cut back on the energy consumption, is all I'm saying, because they seem like they're getting bigger. Is that even possible? Have you noticed that? Oh, let me get off your feet.
I was going to say, dude, can you just get off my feet?
Oddly, I knew where that conversation was going.
Yeah. Again, they're not too damaged. It's weird. You got a soft under part of that hoof.
Yeah.
It's deceiving because you think it's like a regular hoof.
Well, I moisturize, so.
I bet they're real moisturized now.
Oh, yeah. God, that stink.
How are we going to get this off of us?
Look, I can see the town, guys.
Oh, God, we're really close.
It's about time.
We should be able to get there by nightfall.
Nightfall? It's like 100 feet.
Yeah. Hence us getting there by nightfall.
He's not wrong, you know.
I guess so.
Even if we get there at 1 in the afternoon, it's still by nightfall.
It's before nightfall.
What a dick.
Hey!
You know what? We just got through something crazy. Let's try to be more positive. So you see how great, Sid, like, that was great, us working as a team. I think we should start putting some of this petty stuff between us, S88, behind us, because we're great as a team. We tickled that guy to death and made his testicles explode, whatever he was. Was a spacious
rectum.
Can we
take a minute, though? I'm a little exhausted. We'll sit here on this rock and just
fine.
Wait for a little bit. You guys okay with just waiting a little bit so I can rest for a minute?
I guess so.
Yeah. Are you, like, wiped out from that tickle fight? Are you okay?
I'm yes.
What's going
I'm
on,
fine.
Sid? You're being coy. I can't believe we got out of that. That was just crazy. Like,
I don't know how I'm going to get all my crevices cleaned.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the shine.
Oh my god. Look at your, that's like the nicest your hair has been since I've met you.
Sid, it's beautiful.
I wish you could see it, man. It's like the sun is shining off of it. It's gorgeous.
It's got a good sheen.
Well, my head was covered with a ton of moisturizer just now, so.
It seemed to do something for you. I mean,
hang on, let me, oh man, it's so soft.
Here, take this glob off my shoulder and just kind of rub it in.
I was just going to, here, let me pick you up.
I think it's helping.
Let me pick you up. I'm just going to rub your nipple on it because you have feeling in your nipple.
Oh, wow.
You feel that? That's crazy, right?
My nipple's getting hard.
Oh, well, I'll stop then. That's weird, but.
Shit, look at my nipple hair now.
It is shiny.
I mean, I feel pretty good. Like, that guy said it was his life force. I wonder if that's what Jeff gave us.
It kind of does have the same
texture and smell, right?
You know, in fact, guys, I think it reminds me of the potion that Jeff gave us.
Yeah. I mean, it...
Horace, smell this.
It smells a lot like it.
Do you maybe want to try it?
Guys, this came from his balls.
Yeah, but where do we know where the other stuff came from?
No idea.
It has a bluish hue, like the potion anyway.
I mean, the sun's up, so we can't tell if it's glowing or not, but... Oh, hang on. Hey, cup your hands.
Oh, like make it dark? So
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, shit, it's glowing. I bet this is the same stuff. How did he not know who Jeff was if Jeff was going down there and jerking him off and bottling this stuff?
Maybe it was more complicated than that.
How so?
I don't know. If he's jerking him off, that dick was pretty small.
Yeah, maybe he was just tap dancing on it until
maybe
it went
he
off.
Like had some kind of tap.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe there's more than one of them.
I feel like we're worrying about it too much. We know where it came from now. I wonder if...
Horace, do you maybe want to try it with me?
Oh, man. Hey, yeah.
Here, taste it.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Here, let me get some of that.
Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff.
Oh, this is disturbing.
This is so much more potent than the other stuff. He must have been cutting it.
Straight from the source!
Straight from the source.
We're going on an adventure,
oh,
Horace. Going
hell.
To an adventure to the town.
Hopefully we don't go in the cave again.
Not in the cave. Maybe for more of that stuff. We should bottle it and keep it in our pockets.
Me and my two best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking cave monster juice in
you
our mouth.
It.
Having lots of fun with each other at sundown.
We gonna start moving? Or are we going to sing for another 25 minutes?
Maybe we should pick him up. Because he's fucking useless now. S88. Let me stick some in your back compartment.
No, we don't need the strobe.
Bend over.
Fucking do it, S88.
We need more of this for later.
Just put it in your pockets.
No, I got cock lady pockets.
Holt, who goes there?
We're just trying to get into town to find...
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to him.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
No one ever tries to talk to me, ever.
Yeah, fucking rude.
Well... Myself and my friends here, we're trying to go to... I heard you have a robot shop in town.
Well, yes, we do.
Yeah, so we're trying to go there. Can we pass?
For what purpose?
I just told you we're trying to...
We're trying to go to the droid shop.
For what?
For parts. For our friend here that's... he's part metal.
He's very hideous.
See? S88? I told you.
Hey, fuck you.
Well, I'm just saying. We should have thrown
him
down.
We should have covered him, his face up.
State your business!
What is happening? We're trying to go to the robot shop. You have a robot shop in town, correct?
Oh, yes, we do. It's up that way. I will permit you pass, but answer me one question.
Okay.
So why are you trying to gain access to the town?
Well, we're trying to go to the shop to get new arms for this guy.
Oh, he's very hideous.
Yeah, we know. So, can we pass?
Well, state your business.
How many times are we going to fucking have to tell this guy?
I don't...
Who are you?
S-88, can you handle this shit? Because, like, I'm at a loss for words at this point.
Ah, he called me a fucking hideous, so you guys are on your own.
Actually, if he called you hideous, you should, like, want to handle it more, I think.
I think I'm just going to sit back and watch you guys struggle.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Helpful, this guy, huh?
Yeah, for real.
State your business, young people.
We're here to go to the droid shop.
Droid shop?
Yes.
The place with metal parts that move like arms and legs, but with, like, metal.
Like me?
Yeah.
Just like you.
Ah. Okay.
Can you tell us how to get there?
First, you must tell me what you're doing here.
I am very confused right now at this interaction.
This is fucking terrible.
What would happen if we just walked past him? Wait. Stop moving. I wonder if he can see us like Thomas and Gary.
Did you say Thomas and Gary?
Yeah.
We were made in the same shop.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. The machine shop in town.
Cool, man. We tried to help them with their, what was that thing? The user agreement.
Oh, the user agreement.
Did yours get selected?
No.
Oh, really?
God, so there's just a bunch of idiot robots running around.
Let's just walk past him.
Yeah, if we walk past him, he's not going to be able to see us, right?
Yeah.
Like, S-88 is the smartest robot that I've...
You son of a bitch, I'm not a fucking robot.
Okay, you're a Snuma robot. Snoobot.
You see this?
Snoobot.
You see this nipple?
I see your
Do
snipple.
Do robots have nipples?
Your snipple.
God damn it.
Let's just walk past this dude.
Halt, who goes there?
Let's just go past this fucking guy.
Wait, you cannot walk past... Where are you going?
Yeah, see you later, nerd.
Come
We're
back.
Going to the droid shop.
No, come back!
That was... We should have thought of that before. He literally has no lower half. He can't go anywhere to stop us. He has no weapons. He's just a torso.
I think he was just, like, in concrete or something.
Oh, yeah, he's an old model. They don't have legs.
Oh, that would... Yeah, thanks. That would have been helpful instead of you just being on the ground going, no, you guys figure it out.
He's not very helpful a lot of times. We always ask him for his capabilities. He's like, what am I just going to come up and tell you about my laser eye?
Yeah, for real.
What am I just going to tell you about my night vision and a very specific need to tell you about my night vision?
Exactly.
There's just, I mean, it's, I just keep to myself a lot, guys.
You're a walking plot hole, you know that?
I'm a walking secret, all right?
Oh.
Anyway, how do we get... There's a lot of people here.
You have to go three blocks.
Hold on a second.
These people...
Do you guys see... They
Holy
look
shit.
Like bigger versions of the...
They're exactly the same.
Well, that's weird.
Exactly the same as those little creatures...
Like that
we destroyed.
Fucking butchered? Yeah.
Maybe we don't eat these ones and we just go to the shop. S-88, how do we get past...
It's like three blocks up. I haven't seen these ones before. This is weird.
It's a good thing we left the backpack with all the meat of these creatures in the cave.
God, I can't think what we did to those things. Anyway.
We committed genocide. We wiped out a whole generation. God.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just... Maybe all the creatures happen to look like this on the planet.
But these ones can talk.
Right, yeah. And those other ones couldn't. They just made noise.
That's weird.
I wonder if they have a place to stay in this town.
Yeah, I could use a shower.
I've only ever been to the robot shop.
Dude, are we all out of the potion? That special potion?
We didn't bring any with us.
I mean, the stuff that's on my back is all dried up.
Yeah, it's flaking. It looks like a snowstorm coming off your back as you walk.
And snort it like a hammer.
Ooh, I can feel it!
God damn it.
We're in this alley.
We're walking down. There's lots of potion in my nose right now. Yeah!
Y'all use it during the middle of the day? Bunch of savages.
It's right over here. It's the shop with that neon sign. Weird. Anyways, let me open the door for you guys since I've been such an asshole lately.
Get out of the way. Like, with your tiny arms, I'll fucking open the door. Hello? Anybody here?
Welcome! I'll be right with you in 1 minute.
evening, everyone. This is Gert McGigacor with late-breaking news. Missing children. Half of Turmoil Town's children have been missing since last night. If you know anything, please notify your local town authorities for any updates. The parents are paying 10,000 Kun coins for the information on the whereabouts of the children. Next on Turmoil News, something a little more lighthearted than missing children. A moan swarm skiing synchronized.
Ski daddy.
Holy shit.
Hey man, so what's going on with the breaking news? And
oh fuck those kids. They were rampaging the entire town.
Oh, they were a problem?
They were a problem. They were throwing rocks through my windows and stealing my equipment. They were making these weird fucking robots that were just doing things that I'd rather not go into detail about.
Oh.
Oh my. Oh.
What?
What did these
kids look like?
Like me, but smaller.
Horace, you. Oh my god.
S88, shut up.
Have you guys seen them?
No.
No, no, not at all. No.
We've been hanging out in a cave, like 100 meters from the town.
Why do you smell so sweet? And shiny.
You smell shiny?
Like, you look great, but you smell sweet. Have you guys...
We bathed in this river and just came out looking good, I guess.
Yeah, it was a nice river.
It was a nice river.
Very clean.
I haven't seen this river yet. I'll have to go look.
Yeah.
Hey, does Bill still own this place?
He does.
He does. Where is he?
Oh, he's, you know, doing his thing.
Right. Oh, okay, well, can you tell him S88 came by?
Yeah, we'll do.
All right, thanks. What's your name?
Scrutinous Jort. You can call me Jort for short.
Scrutinous Jort. Nice to meet you, honestly.
Nice to meet you.
Well, that's weird. I'm wearing jorts.
This is Horace. This is Sid.
Hey, how's it going?
So what can I help you with today?
We need some parts.
Well, he needs some parts, yeah. What do you got in the name of... I think really arms are what we need to upgrade right now, because he's pretty hideous, isn't he?
He is. Those arms.
God damn it.
How do you do anything?
I don't. That's why I need new ones, Jordan.
Where did you find those?
There's this junkyard that we were happening through, and we found them just laying in a pile. Put them on them, but we need to upgrade, because these are obviously not good, and they were the best ones that we could find, so...
Oh, that's the junkyard where we send all the disabled robots. Like, that explains a lot about how you look.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
Oh, he's just stating the obvious.
He's being an asshole.
S88's probably fucking sensitive about being a robot, dude.
I'm not a fucking robot.
Are you half robot?
I'm like him.
No, no, no. No, you're not like him.
Yes, I am.
I keep fucking telling him.
Yeah, exactly.
You're made out of metal. Like, everyone can see it except for him.
You see half my face? This is not metal. This nipple right here is not metal.
That nipple is flesh.
It's flesh. That's right.
Well, the weird thing is he has feeling out of the nipple.
Huh.
I do.
Touch it.
Huh. Let's see.
Oh.
That's real flesh.
It is.
Yeah. I told you.
Why is it sticky?
That river had some kind of weird stuff in it, I guess.
Yeah, there's a sheen on top of it, and it glows in the dark.
It's interesting. Anyway,
can you point us to your arms?
Yeah, they're over there.
You said they're back over here?
Yeah, back over there.
All right.
Are you guys sure you found this in a river?
Yeah, man.
It was very much like a river. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
This is really similar to this product that everyone has been using. It's fucking weird because they sing when they take it. Everyone breaks out in song.
Oh my god.
You know, I have a friend that sells it if you guys are interested in it. Yeah, where'd you say you got this from?
It was from a river.
Are you sure?
Yeah, man. It was a river that we, like, swam through on the way over here.
It's really similar.
Similar to what? Like, what are you talking about?
Well, I have some of it on the shelf if you guys want to try it. What we have on the shelf comes from this guy in a cave, and he sells it to Bill, and then, you know, Bill sells it to me, and I sell it to other people, but don't tell Bill this, you know?
I actually have a couple people below me that I sell it to. And that, you know, trickles up to me. So if you guys want to, like, you know, get in on, you know, selling this product, just let me know.
That sounds like a pyramid scheme.
No. Not a pyramid scheme, you know?
So what you're saying is you basically everybody sells to everybody and money, and you all sell this stuff?
Yeah, it's real popular. It tastes like candy.
Well, yeah, interesting.
It did, kind of.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Even those fucking kids use it.
That's probably why they ran off.
Yeah.
If you do hear singing, just let me know. You know, there is a reward for, you know, any information on them, so just pay attention.
Yeah, we don't know anything about that. But yeah, how much are you selling it for? I mean, we could probably use some, right?
Guys, we need just, we're here for arms, man. We're here for arms.
Hey, fuck you, man. We need stuff for us, too.
God right? Damn it.
Don't take this from us,
S88.
Yeah. It's been a while since we had some of this.
You guys are addicts already.
I'm getting itchy.
We don't have any money.
Yeah, I mean, how can we... Is there anything? Well, we don't have anything to trade. We left the
backpack. Yeah, I don't even have the chocolate anymore.
Shit.
I got some coins.
Oh, wait, yeah?
What?
There's another compartment on my other cheek.
What are you talking? What?
Yeah, there's a bunch of coins in there.
Wait a second. You've been hiding coins in your back compartment this whole time?
Sid, have we ever had to buy anything?
No.
So why tell you about my coins?
Let's get you some arms first, and then whatever we got left over, we'll buy some of this. What do you guys call this stuff?
Yeah, we call it cream on the street because it's sweet.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. You said the arms are over here?
They're over by me. I'm standing right by them. Horace, what the fuck?
Oh, well. You see anything you like?
Anything yeah, these are nice.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah. Hey, Jordan, want to explain to me the plethora of arms you got here? What does this one do?
Yeah, so these ones over here, you don't want those ones. Those are, you know, just fucking regular.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. I don't want regular arms. That sounds dumb.
Yeah. So those ones there, though, have fucking lasers.
They have what?
Those ones there have lasers.
Lasers in the arms?
Lasers in the arms. They actually shoot out the fingertips.
That sounds awesome.
Dope.
Yeah. And your laser eye's broken, right?
It is. Do you have any extra eyepieces as well?
There might be a couple. I got a box over there full.
Sweet. I think I'll just rummage through that.
It's a used droid shop, so be careful what you get because the actuators, you know, might be a little wonky. Whatever arms you do get, all sales are final. There's no warranty on anything, so...
I think I'll take these ones.
So you want the laser fingertips?
Fuck yeah.
That's cool, man. Yeah.
It's pretty quick and efficient. We didn't even talk about the other arms that are there. There's plenty.
I don't care about the other arms.
You don't even check out these ones with the stripes on them?
Nope.
Okay.
Can we move on to legs? Do you want different legs? Or are you fine with those ones?
Shit, if they have different legs. Maybe I can be as tall as Sid.
Oh, maybe.
I feel like he's just trying to turn back into a human. Snuma.
Maybe.
Where's your legs at?
Ooh, aisle two.
Aisle two. I'm going to grab this box of eyes and I'll head over to aisle two. I'll head over to aisle two.
Jort, what's the going rate on the cream?
10 coons a hit.
10 coons a hit?
Okay. 10 coons a hit. Keeps it cheap. That way you can sell it to kids.
S88, how many coins do you have?
I got plenty. Just, I don't know, like 7,000.
I don't know the value of that, but whatever.
Well, if it's only 10 a hit, I mean, we can afford a lot.
Yeah, we can get a lot of that shit.
This is what they're worth. I don't have actually 7,000 coins. It's just what they're worth.
Don't change the story.
Horace, you feeling that? I'm grinding my teeth a little bit thinking about shit.
Yeah, me too. I think one of my teeth fell out.
Oh, God, if it's going to feel so good. Hey, S88, can we please get some of those coins?
Yeah, here you go.
Hey, how potent is this stuff? Do we get to try it out first?
Since you guys are new here, I'll let you try.
All right, cool.
If you want more, though, I got this machine. I keep it on ice back there. You could just fill up a whole cup.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, Jordan, how much do we owe you? For the legs, the arms, this eye, and...
Let's call it even at 200 coins.
200 fucking... Are you out of your mind?
You know what? 2,000 coins.
What the...
S88, just fucking... You have 7,000. Just pay him.
Fucking pay the man.
We fucking need it!
Aww! Here you go, fuck it.
Thanks!
I'm gonna go stick my face under that machine. Hey man, this shit isn't doing nothing. Are you sure this is the same stuff we're talking about? This isn't doing jack shit.
Well, you're huge, so...
The stuff we had earlier, I licked a little bit off my finger and we were fucking gone. It bombed us out immediately, and I had this whole vial and there's nothing.
Where in the fuck did you get pure shit from?
I don't know if we should tell you, man. Like,
don't tell. Oh shit!
Oh fuck, man. What the
really?
Hell? Where'd you pull that blaster out from, man? Because you're all like skin, except for that fur around your crotch.
I pulled it out of my pouch.
Oh, God. Those little ones we slaughtered didn't have it.
What the fuck?
Shit, you done it, said it.
Whoa.
We don't need the potion that much.
You're going to fucking tell me where this pure shit is.
No, man, like, there's no need for all this, man. Just put the blaster away.
Yeah, definitely don't tell him.
Dude, I don't know if I should probably tell him.
Don't you give up, Jeff.
Listen, shut the fuck up. Take me to the fucking pure shit.
Can I say a word?
Yes.
You know, guys, I learned something today. It's okay to take drugs from a mysterious old man, sing while you walk through a cave, and then get into a tickle fight with a jizz monster until his balls explode and shoot you out of the cave as it falls apart. Turn around and realize you committed genocide on the youth of Turmoil Town. And then have a blaster shoved in your face by a drug dealer who's running a pyramid scheme in his creepy droid shop.
Wait, what the fuck? Where'd that rainbow come from?
Hey, Mr. Robot guy that reads the end credits. Go ahead and read the end credits.
Horus, Spacious Rectimus, and Turmoil Town Villager Number 1 was played by Peter Onspach. S-88 and Turmoil Town Gate Guard was played by Mark Manning. Sid, Jeffrey Titham, and Girk McGigacole were played by Mike Wilhelm. Scrutinous Jort was played by Brandon Holmes. If you enjoyed Mega Cosmic Adventure, please consider giving us a good rating on Spotify, iTunes, or anywhere else you listen. Also, tell all of your friends about our adventure so they can join us on the journey. You can also party up with us over on Facebook and Instagram at Mega Cosmic Adventure, or to find out more about the next phase of our journey, check out www.megacosmicadventure.com. Email us at theboys@megacosmicadventure.com to get more involved with the cast and crew.
Now!
Yeah, do it more.
Now!
Now!
S-88, that's it. Hup, hup!
What?
You gotta do like a thing where you're like,
oh, stop tickling me.
Oh, fuck my one weakness.
You shouldn't have told me about that.
I shouldn't have told you.
I'm having some...
You gotta finish. You gotta be like, ugh! You gotta laugh and then go.
My life force in my balls is coming out. Oh, my fucking head.